Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Full of muscle.
Describing me.
I said, do you speak my language?
And the woman at the DMV said, yes.
Banger.
Look, I'm 47. I got hit on. I'm wearing it, man. I don't care.
Somebody in the text line said, nothing describes chick magnet like Bob Fesco.
That's right.
Still got it. Still
no,
pulls.
I never had it. Now I do. So yes. I'm going to smile.
Strut it.
That's right. My daughter's the best, though. Mom, dad pulls.
That's so funny. I love that.
Not a dad pull. Pulls. Yeah, not a pull, but a pull. We do it every Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty.
And the best part about that, though, real quick, I'm sorry to jump on you.
It's okay.
The best part about that is that I can say that, like my kids say that stuff, and Mac understands it. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah. I think it's hilarious.
Hashtag relatable. We do our poll question every Wednesday. This one, it's pretty simplistic. Who do you want to see starting at left tackle on Saturday? DJ Humphries or Joe Tooney? Right now, there are 32 votes. 53.1% say Joe Tooney. Because that is the number one topic going into this game on Saturday is the left tackle, which is interesting. Because I think it's simplistic as it could be. Just let it be what it is. Keep it while it's hot. Don't fix what's not broken.
Yeah.
Let Joe Tooney play left tackle. I get it. He's a left guard. I understand that. Let him play left tackle.
Yeah. On paper, it may be the best case scenario for DJ, but the ramp up time's done. We're here. It's time.
Yeah. There's
it's
no more on paper
exactly.
Or anything like that. What's working right yes. now? And like, if something happens and you have to make that switch, then you make
sure.
that switch. But I'm a big believer in if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right. There's no reason to go out there and try to reinvent the offensive line when it's been an issue all year. You finally got it fixed. F around and find out, right? Ask Casey Moe, you know, like seriously.
Mm-hmm. You said he started at left tackle in that Chargers game, week 14. Is that right?
I believe so, right? Like, because the Raider game, he came in at left tackle.
Okay, so then the first time he started was week 14. They had 3 sacks in that game. After that, there was 1 sack the rest of the season for the left tackle.
For some reason, I thought it was the Cleveland game, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Cleveland game, but there was that moment in the Raiders game that happened. So maybe, I don't know.
Because I remember he started left tackle, and they're like, what are we going to do about Myles Garrett?
Because that was our whole,
yeah.
Look it up, Mac.
I will.
And see, you know, who's that left tackle position in that game. Because I know it was the Raiders game because I was there and Mahomes was pissed. I mean, and he looked at the sidelines and that was that. And we haven't seen Wanya Morris since. Breaking news from the NFL. The Germany game has been announced.
In Berlin?
In Berlin, yep. And it's going to be the Colts. They're going to be the home team in this. Opponent will be announced later this offseason, but it's not going to be the Chiefs that are the home team in Berlin this year. It's going to be the Indianapolis Colts. So
they need to send that super fan that sings the songs to that game.
Absolutely. He was fan of the year for the
He's
Colts.
He's going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Hopefully we can talk to him.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. So the Raiders happened, the debacle, the meltdown that we've covered. Next game, Chargers. DJ Humphries finally gets his first start.
Oh, that's right. Then he got hurt.
Getting hurt. Yeah. And we're not going back to Wanya. And there's Joe Tooney.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. That's right. I forgot about. And that's the other thing. Humphries hasn't played in a year. The minute he plays, he gets hurt and has to miss time. Like,
yeah.
As far as I was concerned, and I can just forget and move on very easily. I had forgotten and moved on from DJ Humphries, and then this week happened, and I'm like, oh, my God. Am I taking crazy pills?
No. So we talked about microdosing on the other side. I mean this from a Chiefs standpoint, from the offensive line and the offense. The first time that they put this sort of team together outside of Cleveland was against the Houston Texans in week 16, where they won 27-19. That was where essentially the first time we saw this sort of team that they were moving towards the playoffs kind of got there, right? Hollywood Brown was fully into the offense, didn't get a whole lot. DeAndre Hopkins kind of was like, your new role now is to be that veteran guy on third and five, third and seven, make the catch, get out of bounds, or get the first down and when we need it. This is where I think the Houston Texans kind of have a slight advantage over anybody else in the playoffs. They've seen it. They've gone against it. And this was like the first time, I think, again, that Houston game where it looked money in that three-game, 11-day stretch where they got to see a little bit of what the Chiefs were going to try to sprinkle into their offense and do that moving forward. And since we saw that the Chiefs' offense was better, the offensive line was better. Again, Mahomes, week 15, 16, and 17 was sacked one time. And it was in that Houston Texans game. But again, Houston has kind of seen the blueprint. But again, the Chiefs gave a microcosm of what that offense can be. The playoffs, obviously, those pages will get a little bit more in depth, and the offense will see a little bit more of what Andy Reid can draw up. But there is a slight, if you want to give a slight advantage, not be complete homers with the Chiefs, Houston has seen this sort of offense from the Chiefs.
But I'll play the counterpoint on that. By the time they see the Chiefs on Saturday, it's been almost a month since they've seen the Kansas City Chiefs, and a lot has happened, you know, with this offense since then. And I just don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of anything that we've seen during the regular season in the postseason. Obviously, what works here and what works there, you take that. But I think this is the time of the year where Andy gets that big book out and he opens it up, right, and the light shines down, and he's like the wizard and the sorcerer in there that now I've got my playoff book. And he opens it up and he starts going through what they're going to do, you know, in the postseason. And just when you think you got it figured out, you know, in life, you don't. And so if the Houston Texans are going and going, oh yeah, we saw these guys a month ago, we know exactly what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. That's recipe for getting your doors blown off, man. That's recipe for getting motorboated.
But they at least know what they're going to be facing, which is a huge advantage for the playoffs. Because again, we watched that Christmas Day game last year, and it was what broke the Chiefs in that season. Obviously, they went 11-6, but then after that game, it was like, all right, Pacheco, Kelsey, Rashee Rice. Now, it's, we still don't know what they're going to do at left tackle, because that is our poll question. Who do you want to see at left tackle, Humphreys or Tooney, at 965 The Fan, or The Fan 965? And not only that, but like Hollywood Brown is back. He's rested. He's champing at the bit to get back out there and kind of show what he can do.
It's champing.
That's right. That's the actual quote. But again, I think that if you're going to do it, you show them that like sort of, you know, okay, we know that number five is going to be over here. We know that, you know, number one is going to be over there. But now you can kind of advance even more because of, you know, obviously what you can do with this offense with Andy Reid, because I do think there is a different playbook that gets pulled out in the playoffs
for
Andy Reid.
No doubt. It's completely different than what we saw, you know, in the regular season. They're completely healthy. I mean, the injury report had like Mecole Hardman on it yesterday.
Limited.
That's it.
Yep.
I mean,
welcome to it.
I'm trying to think, like, they weren't that healthy on opening day, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't have Hollywood Brown.
Not
on
only that,
day.
And we could dive into it more tomorrow, but I mean, like, now you have Xavier Worthy, because, like, look what these rookies have done in the secondary for the Chiefs, right? They played more games than anybody else has in the last 3 years. That secondary with Trent McDuffie, with Cook, with all those guys, like,
right,
they know what this is like, and now it's Xavier Worthy's turn. Like, last year was Rashee Rice's turn. Huge, huge presence in the playoffs. Remember the Super Bowl? Yep. There was the meltdown on the sideline where Mahomes like, hey, chill the F out, dude. Like, just stop.
Yeah,
I know you're open. We'll get it to you.
We'll get it to you,
and
man.
Then immediately, first down catch.
Right.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Calm down, dude.
Right.
Like, so other than Rashee Rice, but I don't want to say they've replaced Rashee Rice, because I still think he is going to be a dynamic player.
Well, they did in a way of two players in one.
Yeah.
They did the Juju DeAndre, which is
correct.
Like, you run those routes, and we'll keep each
You've
guy
got
healthy.
Guys, it's not like you lost, let's just say, Tyreek Hill, and you replaced him with Kadarius Toney. You know, like, yeah, Rashee Rice is a big player, but you've replaced him with veteran Hollywood Brown and veteran DeAndre Hopkins. And so I feel great, man. Like, again,
we say replace lightly, but they've filled his void with two guys that can play.
Because
obviously nobody in this team has the yak capability other than maybe Xavier Worthy when it comes, and maybe Hollywood Brown. But like, when you look at DeAndre Hopkins, you look at Juju Smith-Schuster, essentially the same receiver in their times of their career. Obviously, I think DeAndre Hopkins is a little bit better, but like, that's the Rashee Rice role. Like, hey, can you go underneath? Can you catch a ball for 5 yards and then get it for another seven? I think both those guys can do that. I think Juju more than DeAndre, but where where DeAndre is like the Rashee Rice role. Hey, can you run that 7 yard out to the sideline, snag it, and get out of bounds?
Yeah.
Big body presence.
Yeah.
That's what Holmes likes.
Yeah, no. So it's going to be just fine, man. I'm just ready for them to go out there and unleash it on the world and have an offensive output like they did after they fell down 24-0 to Houston a few years ago in the playoffs. And then it was 51 unanswered points or whatever. And they just made a show and a scene and ran out of fireworks. So like let's get that kind of offensive performance going on Saturday.
Somebody says playoffs, KC, different team. Texans are going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing that's a huge factor that I don't think we're talking about is the weather. I mean, dude, CJ Stroud, you're coming to Kansas City in the playoffs. It's going to be 20 degrees at the top of the temperature that
day.
That's
the high.
That game kicks off at 3:30. When that big old orange ball sets down, going to be about like, going to feel like 10 degrees and it's going to be windy.
Did you see the moon last night? Speaking of big
it's
orange
awesome.
Balls. Oh my God.
It's great. It's great.
A lot of times the balls you talk about are blue.
That's unfortunate. Mac, I want you to do me a favor. The Adam Schefter tweet that announced that the Indianapolis Colts will be hosting a team in Berlin. Can you name the three players that are pictured for the Indianapolis Colts? You get a free spin on the left side. I think that's Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, DeForest Buckner.
Is that who it is?
It's defensive lineman.
It's not DeForest Buckner because I don't think he wears the number 89.
Does DeForest Buckner still play?
Of course.
Gosh,
I don't know who.
They're guard. They're left guard.
Quentin Nelson. Quentin Nelson.
Is he one of them?
Yeah, he's 56.
Okay,
and then 89.
No clue.
Oh, okay. You know who that is? That's Marvin Harrison Sr.
Stop.